USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. Are the January 6th congressional hearings a big conspiracy?
As the January 6th made-for-TV show was being carried by mainstream media, one lawmaker says this was a cover-up by the Democrats. Representative Jim Banks on Fox News.
This committee is a cover-up. It's not just a cover-up from distracting from the issues that the American people are demanding that we focus on, like $5.25 a gallon of gas in my hometown in Columbia City, Indiana, but it's a cover-up of Nancy Pelosi's roles and responsibilities as Speaker of the House and oversight of the Capitol Police and Capitol Security. She has documents in her office about why the National Guard was called off because of, quote, bad optics that she refused to give up to the bipartisan Senate Homeland Security Committee.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And this is USA Radio News.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.
A judge facing a packed courtroom set bond Friday at $100,000 for a Michigan police officer charged with second-degree murder in the death of Patrick Lioia, who was fatally shot in April. Officer Christopher Schur, appearing by video from jail, said few words during the brief hearing. Grand Rapids Judge Nicholas Ayoub entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. The courtroom benches were full of spectators, some wearing T-shirts with pro-police slogans, including hashtag Stand With Schur. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland on Friday rolled out guidelines for a new youth service program meant to create job opportunities for Native Americans while boosting their cultural connections to nature through conservation projects. The mission of the Indian Youth Service Corps includes everything from clearing brush and reducing wildfire threats to preserving historic sites and building trails. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
That pain at the pump might be hurting a little more soon. The price of fuel is expected to move even higher due to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and the onset of hurricane season in the U.S. Veteran oil markets expert Andy Lippo expects the average price of gas to hit above $5 a gallon as oil trades higher in anticipation of coming storms. Lippo says the weather is likely to impact refining output and supplies along the U.S. Gulf Coast. According to the latest AAA data, the average price is now about $4.98, though it is much higher in some states along the West Coast and in the Midwest. A West Virginia lawmaker who was ensnared in controversy a year ago has resigned to take a job in Florida. According to a House spokesperson, Republican Delegate Joe Jeffries submitted his formal letter of resignation to House Speaker Roger Hanshaw. In the letter, Jeffrey said he's leaving his position because he wasn't able to find a job in West Virginia that would accommodate his work schedule as a lawmaker. He said it was, quote, one of the hardest decisions I had to make. And U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock will have a children's book out this fall, a picture story based on his being one of 12 siblings. Philomel Books, an imprint of Penguin Young Readers, announced Thursday that Warnock's book, entitled Put On Your Shoes and Get Ready, will be published November 15th. Warnock is the senior pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. I'm Victor Pohl, USA Radio News.